I have a slightly radical take on this. I think, first of all, why should we be identified so much with anything? I mean, my sense of identity is that we are saying, this is the way I do certain things, this is what my belief is, and it's not just different from somebody else's, but mine is the better way. Otherwise, we wouldn't be identified. If I was in a different context and asked to do something differently, it would be just a matter of curiosity. Okay, here they do it differently. All right, what's the problem? But when you, which is happening in the world. I mean, a lot of us now are, you know, very cosmopolitan in our views, you know, global in our perspective. We intermingle with culture without necessarily being judgmental. We just move into, okay, you go out to another country, you don't mind dressing in a different way, and it's okay. But if it is genuinely there that way, it comes without judgment. It just, yeah, there are different ways people live and different way they eat, and you know, there are some different cultural norms. Just that's it. So one can have a very fluid identity, but you know, and only if we are so wedded to our ways of doing things or thinking. The danger is when we are so strongly identified that implicitly it means we are saying this is the right way and the other way is either lesser or wrong. And I think that's one of the fundamental reasons of conflict and violence in the world. Because sometimes, you know, we want to change others, or we want to say that you are not just different and low, but you are actually wrong. Honestly, I think it doesn't take too much intelligence to just observe life around to realize that what we hold on to are nothing more than the conditioning. I mean, if I was like, okay, let's say a person is identified with his religion or something. It's just an accident of birth, right? I mean, you're born in a Christian family, you're a Christian. You're born in a Muslim family, you know, you pray in a certain way, you do it. So it's just an accident of birth, which would very easily reveal that there's nothing very fundamental about it. So if you go to another context, I would have been different. So therefore, whatever perspectives we carry are just a conditioning based on socialization, the upbringing we had. So there isn't necessarily a grand, ultimate truth about it. It's just that. So once, and therefore there is no reason to hold on to it and say this is the only way. You can therefore be flexible and curious about life, etc. It's possible. How to address it? I don't know. I mean, I think we will need to somehow create spaces, especially early on in schooling, in families. It probably can't happen in families because they're with the parent and child relationship and that structure. Those things will already be set. So we need to create spaces outside of the family system. Maybe the schools, etc., and other sort of platforms will need to be found where that kind of, as you say, you know, dialogue can happen, where just people can just get a bit relaxed about their identity. Once that happens, and I think as a children, as child, I think that curiosity which is innate, I think that needs to be fostered. Sadly, our schooling, and I'm not saying our as in generic terms, but most schooling, at least in India, the way it's not something that fosters either creativity, curiosity, and that degree of openness. It's conditioning, it's about hierarchy, it's about competition, it's about who is better, who is less. That's right from childhood. You know, are you first in your class? Are you second in your class? Oh, you failed. So it's about competing, and then it becomes a competition in every arena that you have.